parables of Yehopol is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Ches. We are actually at the very top of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. We got a little bit backed up. Plan today is to go to the Mishnah on Ayin Ches Amud Beis at the top, and then we'll catch up. I think by daf Pei, Pei Aleph, Pei Beis. I think if I'm not mistaken, those are some shorter dafim which we can catch up on. But we're here at the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Basically, the last thing we'd said. But we had a machok, we had a, well, not a machokes really, but a little bit of a confusion. Rabbi Yochanan had said, right, that the bas ger amoni, the daughter of an amoni, right, again we said the lo yovu bakal Hashem, obviously we had the drush on the Mishnah, amoni v'lo amonis, and moavi v'lo moavis, but the daughter of a conversion of an amoni, who's really not supposed to marry, right, into the Jewish people, but the daughter of that person, that male, Amoni is allowed to marry a Kohen. And originally we assumed that he converted with his Amonis wife. But then we changed it and we understood that no, really, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about an Amoni that married a Yisraelis. And there is a, even though that's not appropriate, that's Aser, but still the daughter is kosher to marry a Kohen. We saw that was Machogas Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish had kind of darshan that learned it out from a mother Kohen Gadol, like just like an almana is not allowed to marry Kohen Gadol, and that produces a halala, so too an amoni who would marry the Israelis. And Rabbi Yochanan, right, basically will prove his shita as a fast word. We're picking up Ram Mamish as Rabbi Yochanan is kind of proving his shita, right, literally the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis to Detani. Detani, Rabbi Zakkai, commanded Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Zakkai taught with Rabbi Yochanan. The Torah says, right, Kohen Gadol has to get a besula. La'avi gioris mikana, to include a gioris, meaning who's mikana, which means that both of her parents, right, are from, let's say, for example, Ammon or something. They're from the same nation. Sheikh lakuna, that she is allowed to marry. But if it's one and one, meaning that there's some sort of iser, right, so that is, she is not allowed to marry. So Amalei, and then meaning that's what Rabbi Zakkai said to Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei, and Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, Anishona says I disagree. Right, Amav the pasuk Amav me Amav. I mean the pasuk says me Amav instead of Amav. Right, La'vi besula haba meshnei Amavim. Right, to include a woman who comes from two different nations, meaning let's say Ammoni and an Israeli, so that she would be allowed to marry a Kohen. And you'll tell me that it's only a woman who's from a marriage of an Ammoni and Ammonis, right, so then it's not true. So that's how we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that this type of forbidden union between an Ammoni and an Israelis, right, is in fact allowed to marry into the kahuna. So Gemara says, "Maishnei amanim." And well, I guess we're not done. But what I explained it, but the Gemara just kind of hashes out. What do you mean when you say two nations? Right, Elim amunishin so amunis. If you tell me that they come from both nations, right, both of them are amunim. So maishna umay mishnei amanim. This is masum is unikevos mutaros. And what do you mean if you tell me that's the case where it's an amoni and an amunis? And what do you mean that they come from two nations that one of them is mutar and one of them is usher? So hainu gioras mikana. But that, what do you mean? That's a straight up gioras, right? Since she's allowed to. She's allowed to marry, and she's allowed to convert. So, Ella, it must be, right, Ella ba'amuni shenasu ba'sizra'a. It must be that you have two different nations, as I explained. And that's how you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that type of daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. Vika damri, some people say that Amar Leh, that Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Anishon, I disagree, a little bit different. Amav me'amav, where we have that drasha, la'avi besula haba mishnei amamim. Umi'am sheyesh bo shnei amamim. Right, to include a woman who comes from two nations, and but a nation that has two nations. What does that mean? What's am sheyesh shnei amamim? What does that mean? Meaning that, well, as the Gemara says in a second, but it'll explain. Right? You'll tell me that, oh, it's only a ger that has a proper lineage, meaning they both came from one nation. So Gemara says, according to this, meaning the implication is, right, that, I should have explained, meaning that one, that if the nation has two nations within it, it means that one is mutter to marry and one is usher to marry, right? That's amoni, right? A male is not allowed to convert, but a female is. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan would respond according to that. According to Rabbi Zakkai, I mean, either way, we see that he holds that a union of an amoni and a Israelis produces a girl who is allowed to marry the kuna. The Gemara says, according to this version, right? I mean, the second version, right? According to this, the way that Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rabbi Zakkai,
Bas mitzvah sheni the gzera the gevurah. I mean, all that. So according to that, how do you know that a bas mitzvah sheni is allowed to marry a gevurah? Because the pasuk is not talking about what's it called? I mean, according to this version, it's right. I mean, he's definitely talking about an amoni that has two nations within it. Right. So, but Egyptians were not dor shlishi yavo l'kal Hashem. Right. They're allowed to marry into Am Yisrael at the third generation. But if you're learning out the halacha, they're allowed to marry coming from that pasuk. That pasuk is only now according to our understanding. Talking about Ammon. So what do you do about Mitzri? If you'll tell me you just learn it from there because they're the same. So that's different because in Ammoni, the women are allowed to marry Jews immediately. Right, and a Mitzri has a male or female has to wait till the third generation. Because the case of a second generation Mitzri, a second generation Mitris, where it tells me that their daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen, right? She's a third generation, right? She's allowed to marry, right? It's just like a regular Amuni. So it teaches me that they have the same halacha. Gemara says no, but they're still different. Mala mitzvah sheni, shenasa mitzvah shniya, rajkin in biasa v'avera. What do you mean? But that bia is not aser, right? Again, the second dor sheni mitzri with the Israelis is aser. So Gemara says Amuni shenasa bas Yisrael yochiach v'chazra din, right? That Amuni who married a bas Yisrael, right, which is aser, right? But their daughters are still allowed to be a kohen. So that proves that that's not relevant. V'chazra din, it goes back and forth and back and forth. Right, and therefore, right, the you have a tzad shavah shavahem that they are that their children are allowed to marry allowed to marry a kohen. So Amar of Yosef, Yosef says, "I had the shemel leader of Yehuda, the Amar, Amav me Amav lo yadav my ka Amar." This is what it must have been, right? That when Rabbi Yehuda said Amav me Amav, this drasha that we quoted before, I didn't know what he meant, right? But this must be what he meant, right? That like we just darshened out, right? That the bas Amoni and the Israelis, right, is allowed to marry a kohen. So ki aser Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda, came to Bavel, so Amar hachitana kameh. This is what we learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Isha Amonis Kshera, Binam Amoni Puzzle, that a woman in Amonis is kosher, right, obviously right away, her daughter from an Amoni is Puzzle, Ubita Amoni Kshera, the daughter from an Amoni, right, is okay. So, but Metar Amoni, what are we talking about? Amoni vi Bonis Shinis Gairu, if you tell me that the two people from Amon converted, Avobita Amoni Psula, but the daughter, it's puzzles. So Amar Leis, so he said back to him, "Puk Tani the Vra, get that out of here, right? Get that brisa out of here, because it's not true." My Damarta Isha Amonis Kshera Amoni Vlo Amonis. Right, that you said that Amoni and Amonis is allowed to marry. So that's Enochinami. That's true because you have the Joshua Amoni Vlo Amonis. But Baname Amoni Puzzle, and you tell me that and it is true that her son from an Amoni would be possible as well, right? The Amoni here, because he is an Amoni, because we do the lineage through the father, and he is an Amoni who's not allowed to marry a Jew. But Ubita me Amoni Kshera, but her daughter is allowed to marry a Jew. Lamai, for what? Elim Lavolakal, if you tell me she's allowed to marry a Jew, so Ashta Ima Kshera Himi Bayat, right? Obviously, because her mother's allowed to convert as well. So Gemara says, Elakuna, no, it must be for Tamari Cohen. And Bementar Memorim, and what are we talking about this? But Amoni Vamoni Shishkaru. That's only if you have the father and mother are both from Amon. Avobita Ma'amoni Psula, but if the daughter from an Amoni is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So Ma'ibito Ma'amoni, what is that? So Ili Ma'amoni Shinasa Amoni. If you're talking to the mother and father both Amonim, say, Hainu Gioris Mikana. What do you mean? That's a regular Gioris, right? And she is allowed to marry a Kohuna. To marry a Kohen. Right? Ella Amoni Shanaz Bas Yisrael, right? It must be talking about an Amoni. They married a Jew, right? And Amar Lei Puktani the Vrot, right? Rabbi Yochan said to Rabbi Zachai, get out of here, because he held, in fact, that she was allowed to marry a Kohen. Okay, good. Two dots. Now, back to the Mishnah, we had said that the Mitzri Abdoni in an Asurim, right? We said that Mitzri and Abdoni are not allowed to marry. Right? The third generation, they are allowed, right? Rabbi Shimon allows the Nekevos, he said a Kavachomer from Amunah Moav, right? And they said, if that's halacha, great, but if it's not, it's a Kavachomer, we don't like it, right? And he said back to them, okay, it's a, what did he say, low key or something? Yeah, he said low key, and we'll have to explain what that means. And then he proved that, he said it was actually halacha, it was actually a Mesorah. So Gemara says, my tshuva, what is the knockout here that the Chachamim would have said from the Kal V'Chomer, right? If you remember the Kal V'Chomer, right, that the Ammon and Moab, right, are males are never allowed to convert, and females are. So if Egyptians, right, and Adomi, which is also for three generations, so for sure the females are allowed to convert right away. So this, what's the steer between that? So Amar Rabba Bar Yochanan, Amar Rabba Bar Yochanan, Shem Dikel Meimar Arayos Yochichu, because you have a proof from Arayos. Right, Shalom Aser Bahem Ella Ad Sholosh Daros. The Torah only said that Arayos themselves, right, are only Aser for three generations, right, a great, however. The fourth generation would work is not Aser, and Echad Zecharim Vechanakevos, but it applies to both of them. Or really three generations. No, it's meaning right great granddaughter. Right, that's the third generation is right great grandmother, meaning mother and grandmother, daughter and granddaughter. But one step past that is mother. So that's the third generation. After the third generation, so the fourth generation is mother. So that applies to male and female. So you see that the back and forth is no good. It wouldn't work. Because right? You're trying to prove that if it's only us or three generations, the female should be met mutter right away. So Gemara says, but Mala Arayos Shekin Kareis. Well, that's different. You can't learn that to the case of Mitzri and Adomi, because you have Arayos or Kareis. So Gemara says, Mamzer Yochiyah. Well, Mamzer is forever, but there is no Kareis to sleep with a Mamzer. It's a result of an Isser Kareis, but there's no Isser to sleep with a Mamzer. So when he says, Mala Mamzer, she can't enroy the Vodakal Olam, but a Mamzer is forever. That can't teach me anything about a Mitzvah Adomi that's only had three generations. So when he says, Arayos Yochichu, so Arayos will prove that that's not so relevant, because you see that you include the Nashim, the women, both in that as well. The Chazar did, and the logic goes back. Lo Rizekari Zeh, Lo Rizekari Zeh, right? They're not exactly like each other, but that's how the Shabbos Shabbat Asurin, Echad Zecharim, Echad Nakevos, right? But the bottom line, the common denominator is their Asur, and male and female. So Afani Avi Mitzri V'Mitzris, Roshayu Asurin, Echad Zecharim, Echad Nakevos. So too, I'll compare that to Mitzri and Adomis, right? That it applies to both genders. So Gemara says, Mal Tzad Shabbat Shayin Yishben Zarkaris. Problem is that Arayos and Mamzer have some sort of aspect of Kareis, right? Arayos is punishable by Kareis, and the Mamzer is created through Kareis. So the Rabbanans, they seem to say back to them that Mechalal de Chayve Ase, right? That no, we can learn it from Mechalal from a Chayve Ase. Ooh, good Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, and it's like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. Right, again, he said that a Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana is a Chalal. So again, that's already Yisr Ase. Right? So that already, you know, we don't need the Yisr Kare. So you see that it applies both to males and females, even without the Tzad. That's Kareis. So okay. So now, when Rabbi Shimon said low key, right? My low key. What does that mean? What did he say to them? What did he mean? So Achi Kamarlu. This is what he meant to say. The Dilos really. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't hold like this. I mean, I don't hold it like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that you have a chalalum, you have a chalal from an Isra Ase. So meaning the whole rejection of the Kal V'Chomer is based on that. But L'dilchu, the true look of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, halacha ani omer, but according to you guys who do hold the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore the Kal V'Chomer falls away because you have that Tzad Shava, you have that problem with the Tzad Shava over there, so still halacha ani omer, I'm still giving you halacha, it's not, as Tosa says over here, it's not halacha Moshe Mishina, usually the Gemara says halacha, it means halacha Moshe Mishina here, no, it means something's been passed down from generation to generation. Meaning a Masorah passed down from Rabbeim, etc. Tanya will end the Rabbi. So Amar Lehen Rabbi Shimon Halacha Ani Omer V'od Mikra Masayeni. Right? He even said there's a pasuk because the pasuk says Banim that Velo and sons. Meaning, just find the pasuk over here. Banim Hashem Yivaldu Lehem Dor Shlishi Yavol Lehem Lakal Hashem. Right? So it says specifically males. Right? Velo Banos and not daughters. Tanya Rabbanu will end the Rabbi. So Banim Velo Banos. Right? Diver Rabbi Shimon and Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Omer. Right? Banim Hashem Yivaldu Lehem Dor Shlishi. Right? Akasuv Tulan Bel. This. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily males. It means children that are born, meaning anything that is born. But it doesn't mean to say males and not females. It means children that are born. Obviously, males and females are both born. So therefore, they're both included in the Yisr of Mitzri and Adomi. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he loved Amar Rabbi Yehuda, custom 12 ben Leida, lo matziyad of Rav Gold Beis HaMedrash. If Rabbi Yehuda had not said that, right, he wouldn't have found, literally means hands and feet in the Beis Medrash, meaning he wouldn't have been able to knock out all of the kashas that we asked in the Beis Medrash, because given down my mark, kahal gerim ikri kahal, since we're saying that a kahal of gerim is considered to be a kahal, meaning the pasuk says, lo yovo, lo kahal Hashem, but still, the kahal gerim is considered to be a kal. So mitzvusheni v'mayitar. So how in the world would you be able to marry a mitzvusheni? Meaning, how would you ever get to a mitzvushlishi? Right? How did you ever get to the third generation? Right? If you tell me that you can never have the mitzvusheni marry anybody because you'd be usher of a kal. So how could you ever get to a mitzvushlishi? So it must be that the women are considered kal, and they're allowed to. The marrying mitzvushenis, that's how you get a mitzvushlishi. So Dilma di Avid Venasi, okay, maybe, what do you mean? Maybe he just did the Isser. Maybe a mitzvusheni is, in fact, usher to marry anybody. And that's how, we'll say that the third generation, resulting from that inappropriate union, right, is mutter. The Gemara says, do you look because of the crowd? The Torah doesn't deal with that. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Hi, mamzer. What do you mean? Hari mamzer, the eve cuss of kra. But a mamzer is also only exists if somebody does something that's chayiv kares or does something inappropriate. And we talk about mamzerus. The Gemara says, yeah, the eve sir cuss of the heter the lo cuss of. Well, if there's an iser involved, then the Torah will talk about it. But if there's something for the Torah, that's a meaning that will lead to a mitzvah shlishi that will inevitably be able to marry, that the Torah doesn't talk about. Aye, the Gemara says, Vay machzer grishaso, dile Torah v'kasve. But what about a case of someone whose wife, they divorce his wife marries someone else, then he remarries her, that's inappropriate, right? But it leads to a heter, meaning that child is allowed to marry a kohen. No, because there the Torah has to tell us that's inappropriate. The Torah has to tell us that if a person divorces his wife, he's not allowed to remarry her, right? If she marries somebody else. Okay, fine. Torah by the Malan Rebbeza. Im nemar bonim, lama nekur doros. Why again, when it says by mitzri, right? When it says bonim, asher yivaldu lahem, why does it say generations? Right? Im nemar doros, lama nemar bonim. Right? Again, either one, right? Meaning, just to quote the passage again here, bonim asher yivaldu lahem, dor shlishi yavol lahem lakal Hashem. Right? Either one, right? Either tachlis, right? Either, which one do you need? The Gemara says, "Im nemar bonim, v'lo nemar doros." If we only said children, tiny Omer ben Rishon v'Sheni Aser, Rishlishi Mutter. You might have thought that the third son, meaning bonim, is plural. So you might have thought what it means is that first two sons are Aser, but the third son is Mutter. The Gach nemar doros. Therefore, the Torah clarified that we're talking about generations, not kids. V'lo nemar doros, v'lo nemar bonim. And if it said generations and not sons, tiny Omer the Osa Naum de Malhar Sinai, you might have thought that it's talking about the people at Har Sinai. Meaning that it would have started, meaning from that time. That's when we would have started counting. But really, it was what it means. Kach nemar bonim, therefore, means children. That means children that are born from an Egyptian who converts at some point. Their third generation offspring is mutter to marry, and not before that. So the Gemara says lahem, meaning when the pasuk says lahem. What is it? Yovo lahem bekal Hashem. Mana, mehem mana. You have to count three from them, meaning that the ger is generation one, the child is generation two, and the grandson is generation three. Lahem, for them, right? Halech achar psulon. It also means that you go based on their psul. That's the gerim, that meaning that the father is kind of, as we'll see in a second, that either male or female, right, you go based on their psul, right, the apostle of the kids. And you need to have lahem, and that they are born, right, both in that pasuk, right? Because Rachman Asher Yivaldu, if we would just had the Banim Asher Yivaldu Lahem Bedor Shlishi, Havamina Mibnehem Mane, you might have thought you start counting from the kids, meaning that the kids are generation one. And the parents and the gerim themselves are generation zero. Because they're Rachman Lahem, right? Therefore, we have Lahem to teach me that the gerim themselves are considered to be the first generation. Because of Rachman Lahem, Havamina, Mitzvismu, Beres, and Iskaira, Hiu Benachat. If you would have just had Lahem, you might have thought that if a woman, Egyptian woman, converts when she's pregnant, that you might have thought that that's one. Meaning that the kid, and then the only the kid's grandkids are allowed to, meaning that the fourth generation can come in. Therefore, because Rachman Asher Yivaldu, meaning you start counting from when they were born, meaning that even though the kid theoretically existed before when she converted, right now it goes from when the kid was born, and therefore she's the first generation, the kid that is born is the second. Vitzchok the Mechtov Lahem Acha, Vitzchok the Mechtov Lo Gavi Mamzer. You need Lahem here, and Lo by a mamzer. right, the pasuk says lo yovo lo bekal Hashem, and teaching me that if you have one and one, meaning that if let's say the mamzer marries or has a kid with a Israeli, so the child is a mamzer, and that continues from that lineage, from the father. Dikas rachmana hachav, you would only had lahem over here by the mitzri, mishum deba mitipa psulo. You might have thought, since that comes from an inappropriate. A puzzle, a drop, literally, semen and stuff like that. So you might have thought that's why it's a problem with the kids. Have on mamzer, but have on metipa ksheira. But mamzer taka is, the origins of him is a tahor, is a Jewish origin. So MLO, you might have thought that does not puzzle that way. Because Rachmana Gavi Mamzer, if you only had it by Mamzer, Mishum de Ein Riboy Lavo Bekala Olam. Because while a Mamzer, you might have thought that that's a special, unique halacha by Mamzer, because he can never get into the nation, right? He can never marry. Avahacha by Egyptian, Emelah, right? The only third generation they're allowed to marry already. So therefore, Tzucha, therefore you need to know that both of those halachas apply in both cases. Rav Rabba Bechan Rav Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni Shinaz, Mitzri Shishona, Bina Shlishi Havoy. Right, we've been talking about up until now, right, for an Egyptian to marry into the congregation, went to Bnei Israel, right, we count from the Ger. So we assume, right, let's say there are two Mitzrim convert together, that's door one, their kids are door two, right, and then if those kids marry a Mitzri Sheni, so then the kids are door three. What about if they back it up a generation? Maybe that a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Shishona. Right, meaning, what do you count? Is there a kid a third generation or second generation? So the Gemara says, "Benash Shlishis Havoy." It's a third generation, and Amak Sabar Basu Di Deisha Dinamai. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan is holding that we go based on the father. If the father is a second generation, his kid is a third generation, regardless of what the mother's status is. So, Masif Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, right, the Mishnah says, this is the Mishnah in Kiddushin, right, that Yecholim Mamzerim Ditar, you can, Rabbi Tarfon says, I got a great idea, I can fix Mamzerim. Ketzad, how so? I mean, how do their kids not become Mamzerim? Mamzer Nasa Shifcha, you can marry a Shifcha Kananis, and Havlad Evid, and in the case of Shifcha Kananis, right, the Pasuk says, that the kids are avadim, and then shicharo, then the father, the master can set the slave free, and then to ben chora, then it becomes free. So I'm a baser didashadinalei. So that seems that clearly, right? You go after the mother, not the father. So Kumar says, as I alluded to, shani hasam demakra. The pasuk says that's a special case because the pasuk specifically says haisha viladeh tiyaladuna, that if any shifra cannot has kids, they belong to the master, right? But otherwise, we go based on the father. Masi Rav, Rav as Falan Kasha, right? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. The Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Min Yamin, get right, we had this before. Ger Mitzri, Hayali Chavim Tamid Rabbi Kiva, right? I had a friend, Min Yamin, in the base Medrash, he was a Ger Mitzri. And he said, I'm the Mitzri Yishon, and Asasi Mitzri Yishonis, right? He said, we're talking about Shidukim, talking about their marriages, right? I married a similar first generation Mitzris, and Asi Livni Mitzri Shnia, and I'm going to take my son, a second generation, Kadeshia Ben Bini, right, or Lavala Kal, so that my grandkids can marry into the Jewish nation. If you'll tell me that you go based on the guy, so Afila Bishonanami. So why did he say specifically he's going to take a second generation Mitzris for his son? It could have just taken even a first generation Mitzris. So Kumar says, yeah, Hamar Le Rabbi Yochanan Latana, Tani Rishona. Well, guess what? Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana, the guy teaching the prices, to teach that same exact, that is specific halacha, that he actually could take a first generation mitzvah. He didn't have to take a second generation because, right, it goes based on the guy. Kiaser Rav Dimi and Rabbi Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, he said that mitzvah sheni shenasa mitzvah shonis, shenasa mitzvah rishona, bina sheni havoi. Right? And Rav Dimi actually said, no, it's not true that when a second generation boy marries a first generation woman, a guy marries a first generation girl, so then the child is a second generation mitzri, meaning that we go based on the mother. Alma basar ime shadinamai. We actually go based on the mother. So Amalei Abaye said, Ella had the turn of Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan himself said that if ishchadis muberes v'yalda, right? If a woman, again, just to back up, to the implication is, the assumption is that uber yerech imohu, that we're going to see in a second, that a fetus is part of the mother, right? So therefore, when it's born, right, so then it's it comes out of the mother's body, then it has another status. But at the point when it's still in the womb, right, it's still considered to be, right, part of the woman. And then Taka, we're going to use the mother's lineage, right? Because it comes out of her, right? And it's part of her when it starts. So apparently that's how we're holding, as we're going to see in a second. The problem is that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't really hold that. Right? That Rabbi Yochanan, hifrish chatas muberes v'yalda. If a person separated korban chatas, then it gave birth. Ratza miskaper bo, ratza miskaper b'vloda. If he wants, he can bring the kid as a korban chatas or the mother. And what's the logic behind this? If you tell me that the fetus is not part of the mother, right, just like a leg of the mother, so that would be like he separated two chatos, right? And Rabbi Yosha says, that you can, if you did that, you can be mechaber with one of them. The second one, right, you leave until it gets a mum, and then etc. Then you can redeem it, etc. But if you tell me that an uber, that a child, a baby, a fetus, is just like a part of the mother, have a lay vlad chatos. So then, right, the vlad is a chatos, and vlad chatos the misa asla. Right, the halacha is that a vlad chatos, the child of a korban chatos, right, it gets you can't do anything with that. When it's born, it's born of a chatos. Anything comes out of a chatos is not, you're not allowed to use that. So I go, this is lamisa, and you only have one chatos, and you should not be able to use the child as a korban. So ishtik, so he said back to him, so he was quiet. He didn't say anything back to him, so he was quiet. So he said back to who was talking here, Abai, he said to Rav Dimi, right, so dilma shani hasam, k'diksiv asher yivaladu. Well, maybe it's different by in our case of the mitzri, because it says they're born, right? Hakasu tila baleda, right, that the birth is what is koveya. Right, apparently that it follows the mother. So Amarlei said to him, Karkafna, right, that was a praise for him. That was a proper, like a nickname, or a praiseworthy phrase, I guess. Chazisa the Reshach, Bein e Amude, ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mahashmaitza. You must have been there when Rabbi Yochanan was teaching this, because that's in fact what he said. Okay, Taimed Echtiv Asher Yivaldu. Now what we just said, the whole reason based on this is the pasuk says specifically that Asher Yivaldu, that goes based on the birth. But in general, right, in other halachos, maybe we'll use the lineage of the father. The problem is that Rava said, if a woman converts and she's pregnant, so her child does not need tefillah, am I in tzarech tefillah? Why not? If you tell me that uber lav yerchimohu in general, unless you have this special pasuk by mitzri, right? So why wouldn't the kid require tefillah? Right? He's not part of the mother. He's in its own separate kind of thing. So that should also need tefillah for gerus. And if you tell me it's because Rabbi Yitzchak shita dam Rabbi Yitzchak the devar Torah rubo makbid olav chotzeitz rubo sheino makbid olav eno chotzeitz, then you have a chatzitza. Right, meaning that it's not makpid, right? The halacha is that by chatzitza, if you have most of the body in your makpid, it's a chatzitza. You have to kind of scrape it off, right? Assuming, let's say, the body is covered in mud or whatever, or dirt. But if the person's not makpid about it, it's not a chatzitza, right? And obviously, there's no problem, right? The fetus doesn't care about the chatzitza of his mother in between it and the water, so it's not going to be a chatzitza, meaning maybe what that is fancy speak for, maybe the tefillah of the mother counts for the tefillah of the baby. So, one second, that doesn't work, right? That's only if it's most of the body, but if it's the entire body, right? The kid is in its mother, right? So then, that is a chatzitza. That's a big problem if the water doesn't touch it at all. So, it says, Shani Uber, the Henry Rabbi says. He said, no, that's different, because that's how it's born. I mean, that's how it's literally created, right? So there is no chatzitza, and therefore it doesn't require tefillah, because the tefillah of the mother is as if you dipped the child in the mikveh as well. Ki asa Ravina, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ravina came to Bavel, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'umos halach achar zachar, Niskairu halach achar pogam shebesh nehem. He said two things. First of all, in terms of the other nations, you go based on the male, the zachar. But once they convert, right, so then you go based on the worst, meaning the worst status, as we'll explain in a second. So what does that mean? So what do those two things mean? In other nations, you go based on the male kidatanya, like we learned. Let's say one of the other nations sleep with their kananis. Right? When we say the other nations, Am Yisrael had a mitzvah to wipe out the Zayin Alamim, to wipe out the nations of Canaan. So other nations cover. He's not chayiv misa, but then he sleeps with a woman from Canaan, who theoretically the Jews were supposed to kill. Shataroy likno. Liknoso be'evin. You're able, the halacha is, you're allowed to buy this child as an eved. You don't have to kill him, but you can buy him as an eved and take, right, as the pasuk says, right, you're allowed to take avadim from other nations as opposed to the ones you're going to kill. So meaning, how do you know, betachlis, what that means is, how do you know that your lineage goes based on the father? If you have someone from Russia and someone from Argentina, so and the father is from Russia, so he's Russian, the dugma. I guess if the case here is that he's Kanani. Okay, he's a Kanani for the mother and a Russian father, so the kid is Russian. Shinamar, as Balzik says, you might have thought you can even take avadim from the Kanani. Sorry, min Kanani, Sheba Alachas was only Vali Bain, Shatar Shaylik Nazo Eved. You might have thought that when the case when a Kanani male sleeps with a woman from other nations, that the woman is Russian and then the male is Kanani, that you're allowed to buy him as a slave. The Tamalom, for the Pasuk says, Asher Holidu Bar Zachem, that was born in your nation, in your land, Minanoladim Bar Zachem, Velo Minagarim Bar Zachem. Right? It's only from people who were born in your land, meaning that the mother is Kanani and the father is not, and not for those who live in the land, who are living in the land with their parents, meaning that the fathers usually are the ones who they live with, meaning he provides parnasa, etc. So the children are living with the father, and meaning they are supported by him, and therefore, I mean, that would be a reference to the males. So again, so we're saying that it's the Kanani females and the non-Kanani males, that would be fine to buy, but not vice versa. So that's part one. When we say go based on the males, that's if the father is not Kanani, then you can buy him as an eved, and otherwise there's a chiyuv to kill him. What's about the second statement? If they converted, you go based on this. The worst pagam is a blemish or a damage or something. You know, something like that. What does that mean? B'mai, what are we talking about? If you tell me there's a male, right, in Mitzri, and the female is Amoni, so that's fine. My pagam shebishneim, right, is bay. What do you mean? There's no pagam in the mother, right? Right, Amoni v'lo Amonis, right? The female is allowed to convert, so there's only one. So Ella must be that Amoni shenasa Mitzris, that the male is not from Amon, right? He was not allowed to convert, and a Mitzris, whose third generation is allowed, but currently she's not allowed to convert. So that, what do you do with that? So izachar havai shadi basar amoni inekeva havai shadia basar mitzir. So it depends on what the gender is. If it's a male, so then he goes based on the father, because the father is more damaged, because it's not based on gender that son goes like father and daughter goes like mother, but if it's a male, so the male amunim are not allowed to marry into the kahal. So therefore, the male takes the father status, who's an amoni, and he's not allowed to marry into the kahal. If it's a daughter, so there, the mitzrim are more pogum, the mitzrim are more messed up, because amonis is allowed to marry first generation. And a mitzris, a female mitzri, is not allowed to marry until third generation. And therefore, if it's a female, it goes based on, she is considered to be an Egyptian, because that is the more pogum, the more damaged, quote-unquote, lineage. Okay, we're going to stop. Like I said, we're going to stop by the Mishnah, and then we'll, don't worry, we'll catch up soon. Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.